Here we go, Friday. Hello to you. Lots happening. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Man. What a Friday. I'm excited for the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend. All right, let me set the stage for you. 1 hour from now, Jeff Hathorne, he joins. Talk about them Stillers. He's a little earlier this week. Oftentimes he joins in the 5 o'clock hour on Fridays. He's going to do that in the 3 o'clock hour. At 4 o'clock, Dr. Matt Miller's going to join from AHN. That's at 4:05. You remember I had him on about a month ago and there were those walk-in mammograms and screenings? He got back in touch with me. He texted me the other day. The results are incredible. And I want him to go over that and also what they can do for you in the future. It just blew me away how many people took him up on his offer to walk in. So there's that. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we got to help out this guest from the South Side. 1 week ago, few hours from right now, just past 6, 7 o'clock. I can't believe I said 6, 7. My bad. My kids would go nuts. But anyhow, she was giving out trick-or-treat candy on the South Side at her house. And she swears she dropped her wedding ring into somebody's candy. And we got to put out the APB. We got to find it for her. And we got to get the word out. Anyhow, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. NASCO Roofing Instant Access. All our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccesskdkaradio.com. So much happening today. I want to backtrack to something we talked about just a little bit yesterday. We start here.
We talk to people all the time, and we were talking to people this week, and a lot of them are just scared because they're not going to get food stamps. They're wondering where their next food and their meal is coming from.
Yeah, this is all a very real thing, and it's all something that has scared people. But I want to have a nice, healthy conversation for a segment or two at 866-391-1020. And I want to ask you about budgets because I dove into that topic just a little bit for maybe 2 minutes yesterday or the day before. I don't know when it was. And it didn't really seem enough. You know, I did some research today. Is this a wake-up call that we need to budget better when the tide is high for many people? Do we need to watch our money? Do we need to plan for the low tide? Or is this a case where it is so, so bad that budgeting, no matter what, wasn't going to help us? Now, 72% of the people in this country, at least who were polled, keep some sort of budget, okay? And it's tilted toward older people, of course, because, you know, they're frugal. But you know what? And here's the crazy part. 21% of the people adhere to it. That was what I found in Fortune magazine. So 72% plan or try to, and 21% adhere to that budget. You know why they break it, they say? The number one reason isn't, well, the economy or inflation or prices got too high. Spending becomes easier. And I'm not victim blaming. Don't take it as such. But I think we need to take a real hard look on saving for a rainy day. And if enough people do that, spending becomes easier. And that's the number one reason people break their budget. Now, the second reason is budgeting is too time-consuming and difficult. That's the second reason why it's much like a workout routine. Yeah, I'm going to do it. New Year's resolution, let's go. And then by mid-February, they're done because it becomes too time-consuming and difficult. So that's where we are, and I do wonder, at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, I want to talk to you, if this is a wake-up call for some people. And looking at it, I think it should be. I'm not asking people to do what our great-grandparents did or our grandparents and have a canning cellar or eat sardines or things like that. But I have thought about this quite a bit over the past, little while. Do we need to eat out less? Do people need to not buy as many clothes? Do people need to think about not necessarily having expendable income? Because they don't really. They think they do. And that's what's problematic. Do you have to have that new car or this or that that you are cranking your credit out on? What about all those new clothes? Do you need a $150 pair of tennis shoes? Does an $80 pair not suffice? You know, again, I'm not victim blaming, but we sure do. If you just look around society, we sure do live by our wants and not our needs in American society. At least that's what I found. It's like the talk, like I said, about Thanksgiving. I hear a lot, and I get it. People don't want to be hungry. There is a difference between being hungry and having a 7-course Thanksgiving meal. I hear people call this station. I hear people reach out to people who supply turkeys. I need to feed 16 people. We need gravy. We need this. We need that. Are you really starving then? Again, I think we need a total reset. And I think we need to look to the oldest people who are still alive that we know. And that's our grandfathers, our grandmothers, our great-grandparents, whoever you know that's the oldest. When they remember when times were really, really lean. And the lessons that they learned moving forward from us, from it. It's gotten into, it's become a disposable society. And with that, rampant consumerism that, well, encompasses all of us, what happens is we use something, we overpay for it, we crumple it up, and we buy the next thing that we overpay for, crumple it up, and move on. Why do you think so many of our grandparents and our grandfathers, to be sure, know how to work with their hands? Do you think they all want to have some sort of workshop in their garage? No. It's because when they were coming up, they had to. That's why. Look, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just making an observation here. There's a lot of people, a ton of people, crying poor mouth right now. And many are having a pretty tough time. But we also, to some degree, make our tough time. You know why? Because of our rampant consumerism and our inability to tell ourselves no or scale it back just a little bit. Maybe you don't need those shoes. Those other ones over there, they're fine. You afraid somebody's going to make fun of you? You got to be cool? Which one is it? Maybe you don't need to go out to eat 5 nights a week. And then all of a sudden, you understand your bank account will be a little fatter. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Bunch of your calls. You'll find out later in the hour why Margo is a ball of nerves. She's almost unable to communicate with today. She is the best coworker in the world. She is the best producer in this building, maybe in this city. Yeah, in this city, I'll say it. She is my favorite coworker I've ever worked with in any job I've ever had. I can't even talk to her today. She is a ball of nerves, and you're going to find out why in just a little bit. Your call's next right here, KDK. Yeah, you'll find out what's ailing Margo in just a little bit. I'm not going to make fun of her because she's a ball of nerves, and I appreciate her more than anybody pretty much because she's the best producer in the world. I know the world's greatest producer. Marty knows, like, the world's greatest tow truck driver, the world's greatest pilot he had on the other day, world's greatest lawn care professional. He knows the world's greatest everything. I know the world's greatest producer. And she's at the controls right now. But you're going to find out why she's so darn nervous today. There's that. 866-391-1020. Look, I'm not taking a shot at anybody. I'm not. I just think our crazy consumerism, our inability to budget, eating out too much, living on credit, spending above our means, that, when meshed with some lean times financially, it puts it on steroids. It's like, maybe our predecessors, maybe the people who are our grandfathers and our grandmothers and great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers, maybe they were too frugal, but they erred on the side that something bad might happen because they lived through something bad. And looking at all this, too many, I think, have lived willy-nilly, thinking that the dark cloud was never going to come, and now it's here, and they go, oh, my credit score is like 7? Oh, okay. Or, yeah, I'm going to go, and I'm going to buy these shoes and those shoes and that shirt and this shirt, and yeah, DoorDash 4 nights a week? Sure. What, it costs $16 extra on top of the food? Yeah, and a tip? Okay, let's go. Well, that catches up with you. Mike's in Sarver. Hi, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Colin? Hey, just want to let you know, I taught economics for 42 years. I used to save my kids $40 by telling them about two books. First one was The Millionaire Next Door. He drove a Chevy or a bull of a watch. They both did the same thing. He lived beneath his means. Second one was The Richest Man in Babylon.
All right. Maybe that guy needs to invest in a better phone, and we'll have a better conversation. Give a call back, 866-391-1020. Rob's in Turtle Creek. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Colin. Good to talk to you this afternoon.
You too.
Hey, I'll tell you whenever I got a wake-up call was back during the beginning of COVID. You know, everybody was scared, didn't know what was going to happen. My job, I thought, could have went away because who knew if you were ever going to be allowed to talk to anybody again. But the COVID relief money that they sent out, the check that they sent out, that was my impetus to start saving. I didn't go out. I didn't run out. And, you know, people went out and blew that money. I put that aside and started saving. And then I said, you know, everybody always told you you're supposed to save, you know, like have like 1 year's worth of income ready to go. And most people are never going to be able to do that. Nobody's going to be able to have a $50,000 cushion. But you can have maybe a third of that. And it doesn't hurt to have that because you need to replace an appliance, a roof, you know, down payment on a car. Then you have it. But I love these kids today. I don't know how they do it. Thing about it is that they're debiting everything. So I don't think they even really track their money. They just debit this, debit that. And I don't know that they ever actually sit down and balance out a checkbook or anything like that.
And do you need an iPhone 51 and eight things of Zins every day? You know, it's like we make our own bed to some degree. And there are a lot of people who, and I get it, times are tough and there are some people that are honestly in a rut. And a lot of people are in a rut. But the woe is me right now, whenever people refuse to look in the mirror, even a little bit, just a little bit, is it becomes tough for me to listen to. I'll be frank. There are too many people, and I'm not going to be one of those people that yell, everybody has their hand out and everybody, but start to look at your behavior some. There's a whole lot of things I'd like to do in my life, and there are a lot of things that I do without because a lot of stuff goes in savings. I'm not telling you need to live like me, but we don't eat out as a family. And because of that, we live in the house that we want. That is a direct impact as to that. We don't spend on stupid things. We cook all the time. All the time. We don't go out and shop extravagantly. I wear these Amazon Essential hoodies. I dress like, I'm not going to impress anybody because I don't need to. It is what it is. I don't need to go buy clothes, get them dry cleaned, and spend $200 on a t-shirt. I got rid of habits. I don't drink anymore. A lot of that was because of, I didn't want to spend the money. I'm not cheap. There's a big difference between cheap and frugal. And being frugal, being smart, can get you to a place where, one, you can be insulated from things when things happen that are bad. And two, it just sets you up, even in the high times, to start squirreling away. So while I have compassion, certainly, for so many people, particularly the people who can't work right now, or the people getting $0 paychecks that are like on TSA, or people who are the air traffic control, that's all garbage. That's ridiculous. There are a lot of people who are whining about the economy, or people talking about the price of gas, or people say, and yeah, sure, everything's too expensive. But there is a way to try to counter that that I think so many people haven't even attempted, because their lifestyle is far more important. People who haven't scaled it back, not one iota. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Coming up next, I'll take your calls on this. And is one man in central Pennsylvania onto something? Or is one man in central Pennsylvania totally bonkers? I'll explain in just a little bit. News, bottom of the hour, KDK. Oh, yeah. Just a little bit before the hour's out, we're going to find out why the first lady of the program, Margo, is a little bit nervous today. I'm actually trying to quell her nerves some, but nobody messing with Margo. I'd take a bullet for Margo. I would. But today she's so darn nervous, and I'm going to let everybody in on why. She may explode on me, which it's fine. I get it. Whatever needs to make her less nervous, although we don't have any Miller Lights in here, or at least ones that she's allowed to drink, that would make her less nervous. Anyhow, 866-391-1020. We'll catch up with Margo in just a little bit to find out what is illing her today. Listen for The Drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. I do want to get into in just a little bit, too, a man from Center County. Is he crazy or not? Or is he someone you believe? We'll dive into that in just a little bit. Jeff Hathorne, he talks Steelers. He joins every Friday, our sports director, pretty much, during the football season, and previews what's going on this weekend. He's got a lot to talk about heading into this weekend. Let's talk to Howie in Vanport. Hi, Howie.
Hi, Colin.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Air traffic controllers. My belief is they should be paid by the airlines, not by the government.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't dived into that as much. I do think the airlines hold some responsibility in so much as during the pandemic or just after that, we essentially bailed them out, many of them, and gave them a lot of money. I don't know the particular finances of it, although if they were paid by the airlines, I wonder if the government would have as many controls over the regulations and the training and things like that.
That's true. Well, also the TSA, that should be paid by the airlines.
Nah, I disagree with you. I think TSA should actually be more stringent, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, it was just a thought.
Good stuff. Those were two thoughts, actually. And thank you for the call. 866-391-1020. Oh, Mike in Sarver's back on the line. His phone cut out. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I live in Sarver. It's the land of time for God. I was talking about how to, save money. One, live beneath your means.
Yeah.
Two, pay yourself first. Pay yourself 10%. Put that in the bank. Let that grow. And again, you always have something. And that's what these kids don't want to do. Like you said, they want to have everything up front. If you pay yourself first, you plant those eggs. I always told the kids credit cards were the right to have something before you've earned it. Go out and earn it. I'm going on Allegiant Airlines. Guess what? I don't have to worry about flight tires because they just look out the window and said, time to go. I'll have a shirt on my back. There's a Walmart down there when I get there. I'll get what I need.
Do you really go on Allegiant Airlines?
Yes, I do.
What's that? Don't they add a bunch of stuff?
If you want to take a bag on, $50. You want to take a second bag on, $150. I get on and close my back. I'll put two shirts on. and I walk on, going to visit my brother. There's a Walmart down there. I'm flying round trip for $169. I can't park my car that cheap.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's one thing I won't skimp on are those low-budget airlines. You know why? Here's how I judge my airlines. And I've said this before, I think. I rate my airlines by YouTube videos and how many fights at their gates or on their planes there are. And generally, the low-budget airlines, have the most fights at their gates and on their airplanes. And I don't need the static when I travel. I don't need to be in a World Star video. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't have to have it. Just get me to where I'm going quick. And here's the other part. If you shop around, you could kind of find pretty good rates on the airlines. I was looking for a buddy of mine today. He wants to go to New York City. Not this weekend, but out a couple months. $141 to LaGuardia on Delta. $141 round trip. You can't drive to Breezewood for that right now because of the gas money. Anyway, 866-391-1020. I do want to ask about this guy from Center County in just a little bit. Joe's in Sharpsburg. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Colin. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Hey, we hear about all the, 4% of the airlines or so many canceled. I don't know if anybody out there knows or could help us. Like, how many FedEx flights are canceled? How many private planes are canceled? I mean, is Commerce still getting 100% of their stuff delivered while the public waits at the airport? I have no idea because nobody mentions anything like
that.
Well,
at least at this airport, I don't necessarily think that one would intermingle with the other all that much, considering like FedEx, UPS, and all that. They go out of the FBO, which was the old like Pittsburgh International, like over there by the refueling wing. You know what I'm saying? Now they still would use some of the air traffic controllers, that's for sure, but there's not the strain on TSA, nor is there the strain on gate.
Well, what about the airports that they go into?
Yeah, generally a lot of places, it's at least my understanding, that there are cargo portions of many airports.
Well, there's still an air traffic system.
Correct. You're right about that. So it would strain air traffic control, but it would have no strain on TSA. Some of this was done, and it's twofold, for both TSA and air traffic control.
Okay, well, that's what I meant as far as traffic in the sky or any of them being held back or delayed or canceled.
That I don't know.
Okay.
That I don't know. Not a problem. Maybe your package will be a day or two late. Perhaps even a week. I don't know. One thing I'll tell you one piece of technology I've really warmed to. At first, I never paid attention to it. But now, if I have a package that's being delivered and it's originating in, I don't know, Dallas or California, or hell, Japan, I don't know what's gotten into me. Maybe in the past 5-8 years or so, I'm that guy that hits reload on that tracking thing. And here it is, it's in Memphis. Oh, because all the FedEx ones go to Memphis. It's in Memphis. And then it's in some place in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. Then they deliver it to Hunker, Pennsylvania or something. Then it's out for delivery, and you get real excited. I'm like looking on my phone trying to – I've become that guy. That is one technology that I just am in love with, tracking the package. I don't know why I've become that, but I can't get enough of it. And you almost get disappointed when they, like, backtrack. It'll go from some depot in Franklin, PA, to Pittsburgh. You think, oh, it's in Pittsburgh. Then why is it in Cranberry? Or where the hell's Smithton? Where's Smithton? Why is it in a warehouse in Smithton? Nobody's from Smithton. Is that even a place? And then out for delivery. That gets your juices flowing. Anyway, Dave's in Rankin. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Colin, how's it going?
Good. Do you ever track your packages like that?
Ex-boss is from Smithton, believe it or not.
Who's from Smithton? I'm sorry?
My ex-boss. He was my boss at the bowling lanes that I worked at for 20 years.
Yeah, is he alive?
Yeah, he's doing all right.
He lives in Chippewa. He went from Smithton to Chippewa, moving on up.
Yeah, he went from the middle of nowhere to really the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, the guy earlier, he kind of stole my thunder, but yeah, COVID was, I feel like, one of the worst times in our country's history for many reasons. But yeah, it was the impetus for me to drum up my savings again. And I lost all my savings when my dad passed away because my dad had a very small life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And we wanted my mother to be able to keep it. So I just put all my savings into his funeral. But now I have more money saved than I ever have in my life. And it's because of the stimulus money we got. And I also proved during that period I wasn't an alcoholic because I had the opportunity to sit at home and drink alone. And I didn't do it very much.
There you go. Lessons learned. Good job. Way to advance. Way to move. Way to save some money. 866-391-1020. Margo's a ball of nerves. We find out why coming up in just a few moments. Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. We will talk to him. We got a bunch of great stories going through the day today. And I got a big question about something that a lot of people have reached out to me on this, and I've seen it with my own eyes. Something that's supposed to be a feel-good story around town. I'm here to tell you I don't think it is. I'll explain in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll get right back next. KDK. All right, here we go. As always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDKA on that Odyssey app, AUDACY. Can also watch us online, KDK's video stream. It's fantastic right now. I think we got the lighting all perfect today. That's the video stream. Watch us there, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to KDKRadio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream. Now you can go to KDK Radio's YouTube page. Love our YouTube page. I was actually watching Larry some this morning on the YouTube page. I flash it right up on my big TV at home, so there is that. And be sure to subscribe to that. That's the way to go. 866-391-1020. Top of the hour, we'll hear from Jeff Hathorn. He'll give us a nice preview on sports this weekend. 4 o'clock hour, I had a doctor on. He's a great man. A great, great man. And he compelled people to come out and do something. So, that being said, people showed up. And I want him to go over what happened because he's got a whole lot of great stuff for people. And he just has so many outlets for people to help themselves. And we'll talk to Dr. Matt Miller coming up just past. Fallen nerves, Margo. I can understand. Like I said, it's understandable. And I can see where she's been nervous. And I don't blame her at all because, Margo, where are you going?
I'm supposed to be going to Florida tonight.
Okay. Have you been checking your flight?
Of course. Yes.
And what's going on?
It got delayed 5 minutes.
Okay.
Other than that, I haven't heard anything else, but I've been monitoring the delayed and canceled flights from Pittsburgh International and the wait times, and I have all these sites that I've been checking just to make sure that everything hopefully goes smooth.
You are not your usual self. I'm sure you'd admit as much, right? No, you're not. You're just not. You're
okay.
Not. You were short with David Bolarado. You were a little grumpy. You're anxious. I get it. Are you going to have a beer before you get on this plane?
No.
No. Okay. All right. I have a story about that later. Not you having a beer, but a young lady having a beer before she got on the plane. So how often are you checking this flight at the time or if it's delayed or anything like that?
I've been checking it all day.
Man,
all yesterday and the day before.
Margo, you are normally unflappable.
I was nervous even before they announced that they were going to be canceling these flights because obviously in a government shutdown, you're nervous to, I don't know, provoke the workers who aren't getting paid.
You're right about that. Do you have a clear plan? Now, are you getting picked up? Are you meeting your boyfriend at the airport?
I'm getting picked up right from work.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get out of here fast, get there. I'm good in security. I'm not the person that was born yesterday.
Okay.
I have my shoes off before I even hand them my passport.
All right, you got to get pre-check. That's it. Maybe I'll buy you pre-check for Christmas. You got to get pre-check. So that's the next thing moving forward. So you're all ready to go. Your boarding pass downloaded on your phone, all that kind of stuff. You have a clear plan. It's so if it's delayed or anything like that, it's not going to be your fault. It's going to be you're at the mercy of what their system is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
And I'm fine if it gets delayed. I'll stay there the whole night. I'm just nervous about the flight back and that getting... I don't want to be stuck in Tampa.
Oh, okay. Well, you'd have receipts if there are. Just send our boss and say, I'm stuck in Tampa. There's nothing I could do. Somebody else has to produce the show. That would be the least of my worries, Margo. My number one worry is I'm trying to get to Tampa ASAP.
Yeah.
Don't worry about this. Honestly, because here's the thing. It's not like it's some fish story. They can see that the country's all screwed up air travel-wise.
Yeah, you're right.
You're not lying to them. Enjoy yourself.
And we're flying Southwest, and I like Southwest, so.
I'm glad you said that. I have actually never had a bad experience on Southwest.
Me neither. And their flight attendants are one of the nicest of all of them.
They can be... When they sing and stuff, it could be a little hokey, but I laugh.
I'd rather sing than someone be mean when I ask for my pretzels.
100%. You're 100% right about that. Well, I wish you well. Of course, you're going to be here the whole show. You're going to be running out here, but I understand your nervousness. Callers can, kind of pick up on it a little bit, but it'll all be okay. Or they'll do as well as they can. Or... I'm not. It's been regional jets pretty much that have been canceled. I don't think you're going to get canceled. You may get delayed a little bit.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Okay. All right. All good. I'm glad we had this talk. You feel better we talked it out a little bit?
Yeah.
Because I'm such a soothing person. It's going to be fine. I promise. Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. We talked to him. Can't wait to do that. We got so much more straight ahead. News first, KDK.